In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. When you're with friends, what kind of subjects do you like to talk about? If you're like me, the question may be somewhat hypothetical since I don't have any friends. But I will pose the question anyway, what kinds of things do you like to talk about? Some people like to talk about politics. Other people like to talk about things going on outside the church. It depends in a way, I suppose, upon who you are. If we may admit to still some lingering differences between the sexes, men tend to like to talk about sports. Women like to talk about how much they don't like sports. But just about everybody likes to talk about other people. They like to talk about what they like about other people. And yes, strange as it may seem, sometimes, once in a great while, they like to talk about what they don't like about other people. Imagine that. But now I ask you, when was the last time you sat down with a friend over a cup of coffee and talked about the subject of death? Oh, we'll maybe talk about sicknesses we have had. Sometimes we like to talk about close scrapes with death that we've had, but most people usually do not like to talk about death. But the Apostle Paul, he likes to talk about death. It's one of his favorite subjects. You might have found it rather frustrating with him, perhaps even a little bit strange, where you strike up a conversation with him and say, "My, isn't it a windy day today?" And he might say, "Yes, a windy day is a perfect time to talk about death." Now, in this letter to the church at Philippi, he could have talked about all sorts of things. At this point in his career, he could have talked about the various jails that he had been in. Which one was the most pleasant? Which had the best food? "I was in the jail at Philippi, you know. Great acoustics for singing. Very much like being in a shower stall." Or he could have talked about church politics. After all, the Apostle Paul was in jail, presumably in Rome, at this time. Being in jail, his friends were inspired by the example of his courage to preach Christ that much more boldly. Meanwhile, Paul's enemies saw him in prison, and they felt vindicated by that imprisonment. Yes, you see, Paul is in jail. That means that we're the men of the hour, we're the men in charge, and we'll show that Apostle Paul. We'll just preach Christ that much more. But politics, well, what is that to talk about in this case? Some are preaching the gospel out of pure motives, others are preaching the gospel out of motives not so pure. "But if Christ is preached, I'm happy," says Paul. "And if both my friends and my enemies are preaching Christ, I'm doubly happy." That's why people are going to call this letter the Epistle of Joy. My friend, my enemy, big deal. Christ is bigger than I, his church is bigger than I, and both Christ and his church can get along just fine with me or without me. This is very much the attitude that Luther took about himself in the church. And I think about this too. After all, the dart in my office may hit that map in Hawaii, and you'll be my friend. or the dart may hit near Hudson Bay, and you'll be my enemy. But in either case, both of them will be preaching Christ, and I'll be happy. But I dare say, if you really think about it, all of you will be happy too, regardless of where you are. No, he's not going to talk about jails. He's not going to talk about politics. He gets to his favorite subject, the subject of death. And I suppose it's a good thing that the Apostle Paul talked about it in a letter. If he had talked to the Philippians about this face to face, they probably would have said, "Why don't you stop it? You're just being far too morbid in this situation." Because, you see, people just don't seem to like to talk about death. Why don't they like it? Is it because they like life so much? Not really. Life can be a hopeless drudgery. It can be a series of frustrations. It can be one pain and worry and heartache after another. But no matter how much one hates life, he seems to hate death even more. Even a man facing life imprisonment in an 8x8 cubicle, chances are he is still going to be afraid of dying. After all, life isn't so great, but it sure beats dying. Life is the lesser of two evils. Now, in speaking to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul is speaking of something that's even more taboo. He's speaking about his own death. In this context, it comes off as this. Paul can say, some people want me alive, some people want me dead. But then Paul, being like a good American, says, which do I prefer? Let's see. Is living worse than dying? Is dying worse than living? Which is the lesser of the two evils? Well, says Paul, let's look at the two options. A, if I stay alive, that means chronic illnesses, that means beatings and stonings, sometimes wondering if I'm still alive, and yes, you know it well, more prisons. But you know already what makes me happy, don't you? It is the preaching of Christ that makes me happy. And if I'm alive, I get to do it myself. Then there's option B. If I die, I get to be with Christ and to know the joys of heaven. So the options are this. A, I'm busy getting other people into heaven, or B, I am enjoying heaven myself. And in either event, Christ is glorified, his mercy and forgiveness reign supreme. And in either event, I glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why, these two options, A and B, they're not a matter of the lesser of two evils at all. It's the better of two goods. Why, it's like, well, not like, you know, picking between which major surgery I'd like to undergo first. It's more like picking which of my favorite restaurants would I like to eat at tonight. Paul has the happy task of deciding between joy here in the gospel and joy later. And it's no wonder then why he says to the Philippians, I'm really hard-pressed between the two. But then the Apostle Paul has an additional comfort. He knows that God himself will make the decision. Jack Kevorkian wasn't around yet. God will decide when Paul moves from option A to option B. But this much I know, says Paul, I can't lose. I couldn't make up my own mind anyway. The gospel of the cross of Christ is my life, in either event, my eternal life. Let the ruminations of the Apostle Paul be a twofold lesson for us as pastors and future pastors. The first lesson is, since God has not as yet moved you from option A to option B, and since being with Christ is far better, as the Apostle Paul says, this means that God has a mighty important reason for having you still hang around in option A. Preach the gospel. Give people the only lasting joy there is. And the second lesson is this, that the gospel is for the preacher too. Never forget that. As you preach the word of life and salvation to others, your own vision of heaven through the word will grow clearer and clearer. It sometimes takes a young pastor quite a while to learn this, but sometimes in the pastoral office, a pastor has to comfort himself with the gospel. Go ahead. In this case, be selfish. Grace is grace, after all. Claim the gospel for yourself. You'll be sitting with the 12 apostles on the thrones of Israel, and in the process, you will be strengthened for giving this gospel to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.